KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have cloudy skies and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a joint agreement between Cass and Montgomery Counties for interim county engineer services in Montgomery County using Cass County engineer Charles Bechtold.
Okay, the motion is something of an interim joint agreement between Cass County and Montgomery County, Iowa for interim county engineer coverage. Cass County engineer Charles Bechtold will serve as the interim Montgomery County engineer for a period ending June 30th, 2019, or until a new engineer is hired.
Montgomery County Board of Supervisors also approved that during their meeting yesterday. Bechtold said he didn't have a problem with filling the temporary post as long as most of the necessary paperwork for Montgomery County Road and Bridge projects can be reviewed and approved electronically, and that the scope of the work is defined. He also said he'd be willing to help Montgomery County in the search hiring process for a new engineer. The timing for getting an engineer in place is critical, he said, because the county's Iowa DOT budget amendment has to be filed before June 1st. In Cass County, Bechtold said that's not a problem.
With us, we're mixing some money around in our budget, so we don't have to do a budget amendment, because the snow removal and all the time and energy spent on that, especially the gravel, it's really hit us hard. Even the FEMA claim, I'm working on that one, I forgot to bring that up. But so we'll have some monies coming in later, but we already have the expenses that occurred this year. So I'm sure they're in the same boat.
And while the Cass-Montgomery County matter was approved, the supervisors tabled action on a fiscal year 2020 employment agreement with Bechtold until their meeting May 14th at 9 a.m. In other business, the board approved the First Amendment to the Child Support Staffing Contract with Child Support Recovery, incorporating the program budget for state fiscal year 2020. Auditor Dale Sunderman explained Cass County is paid to administer flow-through funding from state funds.
The agreement was through June 30th of 2020, and each year, of course, the budget changes, so it's amended each year for the new budget. We essentially approved that when we approved the budget back in March.
Even though evacuation orders are being lifted, many Southwest Iowans still can't return to their homes as standing water is making them unreachable. Sherry Bowen, a spokeswoman for Mills County, said people are mostly trying to get back to their houses to assess damage caused by record Missouri River flooding that started more than a month ago.
They may decide to wear their hip waders and go in and get their prized possessions that they weren't able to take with them, but no one is expecting anyone to move back in at this point.
The county did an unofficial survey asking people whether they would return home. About half the families that answered said that they were unsure about their next steps, while 10% said they would definitely leave. South of Mills County, Hamburg residents are allowed to return home to their homes in Fremont County, but unincorporated areas of the county, about 250 families could not yet go back. Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Grosselia said there is still standing water in the south end of Hamburg.
That is where the water hit the worst and was the deepest, so I think that those folks are probably going to be looking for someplace else to be living instead of moving back in there.
The mayor of Hamburg lifted the city's partial evacuation order last week. The communities of Percival, Bartlett, and McFall are still evacuated. A meteorologist said there's not much risk of a heavy rainfall heavy enough to further raise the Mississippi River flood threat in eastern Iowa. A temporary flood barrier failed in Davenport yesterday, submerging downtown blocks and forcing some people to seek shelter on rooftops. They were later evacuated by boats. Davenport City Administrator Corey Spiegel declined to comment early this morning about any overnight developments. Scattered showers were in the forecast for today, but National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Gibbs said the chances for a thunderstorm that could bring heavy rain in that area are pretty low. The service isn't warning of severe weather upstream either. The river is expected to crest this evening or overnight at 22.4 feet in Davenport, just short of the record crest of 22.6 feet set in July of 1993. And May is starting out much like April ended, with continued cold weather and rain across much of the region. Meteorologist Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub based in Ames, said the long-range forecast models well into the middle of this month don't show much change for precipitation or temperatures.
The northern plains are not looking really good on either one of those. That, you know, looking in the week two time period, likely to be below average temperatures again. so not making a whole lot of progress on warming up soils and drying things out.
Some parts of the state have had standing water due to flooding for more than a month, and some farmers are far behind in their planting due to the soggy soil. Toddy said the weather pattern simply isn't shifting much.
Typically by this point in the spring, we do start getting more storm events. We start getting more warm air moving northward, and we are getting some of that. Unfortunately, it hasn't moved far enough yet on a more regular basis. You know, we're still getting fairly significant cold outbreaks, and then that has just allowed, you know, the storm track to be such that we're going to keep getting continued rainfall.
For areas of the state that still haven't had a chance to dry out from the spring soakings, Toddy says there's little relief in the immediate forecast.
It looks like throughout a good part of the, you know, the Corn Belt area and a chunk of the Northern Plains, we have above average chances for precipitation going on, you know, well into the middle part of May right now.
And he expects the effects of the ongoing El Nino pattern to hang around into midsummer, which could translate into below normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. Finally, in state news, flood aid is included in a bill that cleared the Iowa legislature last Saturday, the final day of its 2019 session. Republican Representative Ray Sorensen of Greenfield says $15 million will be available for local governments in the seven counties hardest hit by this year's flooding.
These communities would be able to apply for funds to assist with flood response, flood recovery, and flood mitigation efforts. These funds could be used to meet federal match requirements or as part of further flood recovery or protection efforts in their communities.
The flood recovery fund will be managed by an already existing state board created after the massive flooding that hit Iowa in 2008.
This approach will allow us to maximize federal funding and allow communities to move quicker in recovering from this spring's floods.
Senator Rob Hogue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, said the legislature should have committed more to deal with the extraordinary damage from this year's flooding.
Based on my experience in the flood of 2008, and I am highly skeptical that $15 million is going to be enough before the legislature reconvenes next January.
2 weeks ago, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds asked legislators to set aside the $15 million flood recovery and mitigation. Senator Michael Breitbach, a Republican from Strawberry Point, says the governor has a team of experts on the ground, and he trusts her judgment.
One of the determinations that's made when you apply for federal funds is whether the need is actually there. If we can show that we don't have a need for those funds because we've already appropriated more money than what is needed, can hinder our qualifications to receive some of those funds.
Legislators did commit another $10 million to state tax credits for home building, hoping to help rebuilding in devastated communities like Pacific Junction and Hamburg. That is a check of our news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.